Don Hoag could tell that Paula Shah-Bassir was a trained seamstress right away. As Hoag describes, she met Bassir and her husband, Abdul, when they first discovered Stitch Buffalo's retail shop last fall.
One day they walked in and went through every single sewing machine I have here at Stitch and paid, you know, $60 for a sewing machine, and they left.
Hoag is founder and executive director of Stitch Buffalo, a nonprofit that seeks to economically empower refugee women through textile arts. And the organization has been a natural place for the Bassirs to find their footing in Buffalo. Here's Paula Shah with interpreting help from Abdul, explaining how she learned to sew in their home country of Afghanistan.
My mother was a good tailor, and I learned from her. And also I made clothes for my children, so I practiced doing that. And also
shortly after their first visit, Paula Shah started working with Stitch Buffalo, sewing tunics for a spring fundraiser. But when the coronavirus pandemic hit, she wanted to do more.
She is the first woman that said, I can sew masks for you.
But Hoag was hesitant to ask Paula Shah or any of the other Stitch Buffalo artists to work for free.
We were getting a lot of people asking us to make masks, but it was in a volunteer capacity. And we donated a lot of materials to volunteers to do that. But it was hard for me to ask the population that I work with to work this way as a volunteer.
Paula Shah still made and donated about 200 masks to the Jericho Road Community Health Center. But then Stitch Buffalo got its first commission through a Buffalo native named Goji Gupta.
He called me and he said, I think I have an opportunity for your women to sew masks and be paid. And I said, okay, tell me more.
Gupta connected Hoag to In Favor Of, a company that sells handmade products from around the world. Paula Shah designed a pattern, and now she and 11 other Buffalo women are earning $4 per mask. Stitch Buffalo is also selling some of the masks on Etsy and taking bulk orders from local companies.
The ripple out effect is pretty great of what's happening right now, because I am this conduit to a whole circle of people, of women, that can do this work at home and make some money.
The Bassirs say yes. The money helps as new refugees with 3 children at home. But mostly, they're just happy to use their profession to help others in their new city and new country.
We came here in America, and now this is our country. We have to do something here. We have to help the people and the government in some time in the bad situation. Like this dangerous virus came here, and everyone is worried now. We have to do something if we could.
And this isn't the first time the Bassirs have volunteered to help Americans. That's part of why they got brought to the U.S. last year, even though the Trump administration has made drastic cuts to refugee resettlement.
For the U.S. Embassy, I worked for 6 years.
Abdul was a transportation supervisor for the American Embassy in Kabul. Before that, he spent about 20 years working for various international aid organizations. It was a career path that put his family at risk of being targeted by both the Taliban and ISIS.
We lived outside the compound, and the situation was not good for us. And just we came here, and they helped us, the U.S. Embassy. We appreciate them to save our lives.
But the Bassirs still worry about 2 sons they had to leave behind because they were older than 21, which is the age limit for refugee families to bring children. Kabul is also the center of coronavirus cases in Afghanistan.
We hope to be safe, and we
pray
for all people in the world to be safe from this dangerous virus.
Along with prayers, Paula Shah will also keep contributing face masks at the impressive rate of about 100 per day. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.